Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, so in the second reading of today, St. John had a revelation, God creating a new heaven, new Jerusalem, a new earth. So how many of you want to be in this new heaven? So we all want to be in heaven, am I right? So if you and me want to be in heaven, Jesus has given us a new commandment. That is, love one another. If you don't love your neighbor, if you don't take care of your neighbor, if you don't forgive your neighbor, I don't think we are going to be in this new heaven. So Jesus says, as I have loved you, love one another. So dear brothers and sisters, why we fail to love our neighbor? Why we fail to forgive each other? Why? You know what is the reason? We all of us need to read the Bible and understand the book of Genesis. When God created the man, God created him in his own image, in his own likeness, and God gave us his spirit to all the humanity. So if you and me recognize we all are created by God, if you really respect that, I don't think we hate each other. But rather, definitely we will love each other, forgive each other, and try to help each other for sure. But we are not completely understanding the creation of God. God created every human being in his own image. I will give you one example. Think about the life of Saint Mother Teresa. Think about how she loved the poor, the needy, the homeless, neglected, the sick and the suffering. They are not related to her. They are not her own brothers and sisters. They are not her own family. But she loved them. She was caring for them. She was available in caring and respecting and loving and caring. And what made her to do? And what making us not to love our neighbor? Well, she completely understood and recognized every human being is created by God. And she has seen in every human being the image and likeness of God. She has seen the Jesus Christ in every human being whom she met. That made her to love and take care of her brothers and sisters who need her care and love. But here, you and me, though we still decided to follow Jesus Christ, but still we are not understanding the teachings of God, and we are not really following the teachings of God alone. That is the reason we fail to love our neighbor. One day, one man, you know, a poor man was lying on the roadside, and he was fully wounded and he was about to die. It happened in the life of Saint Mother Teresa. And you know, the flies were on his body, wrapped up. And Mother Teresa happened to see, by walking on the road, this man was lying there on the road, and she immediately went there and chasing away all the flies and trying to wipe the wounds and trying to take care of that man, one who was about to die. And next road, there was another man walking by and happened to see what Mother Teresa was doing. And this man was telling, if you give me $1 million, I will not do what you are doing. I will never do it. And Mother Teresa said, even myself, I will not do it. But I do it because I see in him the image and likeness of God. And because of that, she started to love and care for each other rather than respecting the money and the material goods. When we read the Gospel of Matthew, 25, 35 through 40. Jesus says, when I was hungry, you gave me the food. When I was thirsty, you gave me the drink. And finally, someone was asking, when are you hungry? When are you thirsty? And Jesus said, whatever you do to the least brothers of mine, the poor and the needy, who don't have anyone, the people who are neglected, if you love and take care of them, you are doing to myself. So which means, if you and me recognize same thought and same teachings of Jesus Christ, and definitely you can say, I can say, I truly love my neighbor. I don't hate anyone. I forgive them. So this is the problem with you and with me. We don't recognize the creation of God. And we also don't understand the true meaning and the true definition of the love. When we read the 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7. Love is kind. Love is patient. Love doesn't have its own interest. Love forgives everything. Love accepts everything. And love bears everything. So if you really understand the definition and the true meaning of love, and definitely we will be loving each other. But we don't understand, and we don't follow exactly what the Bible is teaching us. But you know, so when you love someone, we are expecting back, I'm loving you, love me back. So when you love someone, if you're expecting back, that becomes selfish love. But when you love someone without any selfishness, without any expectations, that is called the true love. Mother Teresa loved all these poor, the needy, but they never paid back. She never had any intention of, oh, they should love me back. She loved them anyway. So that's what Jesus is teaching us today. You know, as I have loved you, hanging on the cross, I died for you. This is my sacrificial love for you. This is my unconditional love for you. This is my forgiving love for you. And Jesus is expecting the same love to our brothers and sisters who need your love and care. But today, we are holding the hatred. We are holding the grudges. We don't want to forgive someone. And when I love someone, I expect it back. I expect returning back. And how can we truly love our neighbor? I will give you one example. When we read the 1 John 4:20, the people who say, I love God, hate their neighbor, whom they see every day with their own eyes. If you don't love and care for your neighbor, and how can you say, I love God who is unseen? So let's ask Jesus today. Jesus, help me. I truly want to love you through my neighbor, whom you have created in your own image, in your own likeness, and you have given to my neighbor your spirit. Help me, Lord, to recognize the gift of creation. And help me, Lord, not to hold any anger, hatred, but rather help me to love my neighbor, and through which I can be with you in the new heaven, the new Jerusalem, and the new earth. No sickness, no suffering, no more fighting. It's all about the peace and the tranquility. So let's look forward for the new Jerusalem and the new heaven. Amen.